Here's a thought about Kind of Blue. Now, if you're a jazz fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Kind of Blue is an album by Miles Davis that was released in 1959, so we're celebrating the 60th anniversary. And strangely enough, Kind of Blue taught me something incredibly valuable about photography. I loved Kind of Blue when I first discovered it in the late 1970s. I listened to it over and over and over again, and the complexities of John Coltrane's saxophone and of Cannonball Adderley's saxophone, let alone Miles Davis' trumpet, required multiple listenings to really fully understand and to kind of memorize it so that I could play it in my head. Over and over and over again, I listened to that album. Until I absolutely wore it out. My phonograph just plain destroyed the grooves in the LP. I went and bought another copy. A pristine copy. One that was absolutely brand new and sounded fantastic. Again, I wore that one out. When I bought the third copy of Kind of Blue, it dawned on me, this is exactly like photography. That photography is sort of easily replaceable, just like phonographs are. So why not? That is to say, why not enjoy a piece of artwork, a photograph, until it's used up? Why do we feel that we have to preserve it behind glass? Why do we feel that we have to handle it with white gloves? Why not just love it so much that we use it up and then make them inexpensive enough that people can replace them if they want to love it some more? That set in motion a train of thought which, well, if you've been following my podcast, you know where it leads. But I owe it all to Miles Davis and Kind of Blue, an album I loved to death. Twice.